Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. We came to have an awesome time in the Lord, so we are going to praise the Lord and have a good time with the Lord like never before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for allowing us to be here on another day. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open up with the announcements. First of all, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to listen in. Amen. If you missed it on Saturday, you missed a treat. Amen. None other than Faith come by hearing Bertha Elder Askew. She was awesome, awesome as usual. She walked the dog. It was just an awesome, awesome show. You missed it, you missed a treat. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you, if you missed it, you need to go back and listen to it. All the shows are pre-recorded, and you can go back and listen to it on demand. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and the next voice you would hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you to, after you listen to the Prophetic Corner, make sure you go and tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing for Minister Elaine. Amen. A mighty woman of God whom God speaks through. Amen. Glory to God. You can go on her Facebook page and click on the link, and it'll take you there. Or you can go to Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio, and hear her show coming up next. And I also want to encourage you to come on and listen on Tuesday night. I always call them the tag team duo. Glory to God. None other than Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. It's an awesome show. Glory to God. You missed it last week. You miss a treat every time you miss it. It's nothing like getting it fresh from the press. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on Tuesday. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you need some help, this is how you can get it. You can go ahead and hit them up, amen, on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know what the need may be. And they will get back with you as soon as possible. And they can help you to get to that next level so you won't have to wait and wait around and keep singing the same old sad song. Nobody wants to help poor old me. Glory to God. Well, I'm opening the door and showing you how you can get help in this season. Glory to God. You no longer have to say nobody wants to help you, because they will help you to get to that next level. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. And I'm going to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering with us, you will receive many perks. We only ask you for $25 or more. You can't buy too much now with $25, because sometimes you can go to a restaurant and whenever you get your ticket, they bring it over to you. You know, they kind of slip it in those, these old black covers and just kind of cover it up, right? Once you open it, you'd be like, man, what did I eat? Glory to God. But after they get through with taxes and everything, it'd be much more than that. So come on, and you can't pay for the word, but guess what? You can help the word to go out even further across the nation. So I'm going to encourage you to come on, amen, and partner with us. And if these ministries been a blessing to you, give to the ministries. We're all under the same umbrella. So I encourage you to give to the ministries. Amen. Glory to God. And watch God bless you even the more. we always say we want more. Well, if you want more, you got to give more. And if you want expect more, you got to do more. Glory to God. Because, you know, faith come by hearing and, you know, hearing of the word of God, and faith has a corresponding action. That means you're going to have to do something. You can't just sit still and do nothing. Well, you know, he's going to bring it to me. God's going to bring it to me. Yes, he will. But what are you doing? You got to learn how to step out on faith. Glory to God, and stop. Don't let things hold you back. Stop letting things and people hold you back. Glory to God. You got to step out on faith. He said, whatever you put your hand to do, he'll bless it. So guess what? If you put your hand to sow, then guess what? He going to bless it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you, if you desire prayer at this time, you go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, we're going to go ahead and open up. And we're going to continue on with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. No one is pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and continue on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for yet another day, O Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're Alpha, you're Omega, you're the beginning, and you're the end, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for all those that's under the sound of my voice, that they hear the word of God on today, Lord God, but not only hear it, God, in the name of Jesus, but they become doers of the word of God, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for yet another day, O Lord God, and we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father, because we know if it had not been for you on our side, O God, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to move all hindering spirits on today, Lord. Let the word go forth, Lord God, with mighty power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted, Lord God, to set the captives free, Lord. Those that don't know you, Lord, even those that are they're listening by airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let the word go out, Lord, to heal, deliver, and set free, oh my God, the captives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, everything we need is in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you to move the heart of those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, who don't know you, Lord God. Prick them in their heart on today, Lord God. Let them know, Lord, that you're in control and you're in charge, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them look at you, Lord God. Oh my God, through which come our help. Oh my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to heal those that need a healing for their high blood pressure, Lord God. Those that have knee pains, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, who are lame and cannot walk, let them know that you're still in control, and nothing is too hard from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch those, Lord God, who are experiencing, Lord God, bad headaches on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to take the worrying away. Lord, you said, cast all our cares upon you, for you're the one that cares for us, God, in the name of Jesus, because we haven't lost a hair on our head that you don't know about, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, that those that are having problems with sinuses, Lord, we ask you to dry it up right now in the name of Jesus, to clear the nasal passage. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those don't know which way to go, oh, Lord God. You said, Lord God, you'll be a shelter in a time of a storm, oh, Lord. You said you're leading guiders, Lord, in the right direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch those that need a touching from you on today, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray for the single women on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, let them not give up hope. Let them place all their hope in you, Lord God. All your hope shall lie in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. God is still in control, Lord God. We know he's in control. Amen. Glory to God. You can see how everything is happening, you know, from storms. Amen. Glory to God. In places where there were never, ever been storms before. Glory to God. But he is in control. He's still in control. You know, sometimes people say, yeah, you can say that because you wasn't in the storm. Glory to God. But you know, he said he's in control and by the word of God and all things. things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, speak to the wind and the waves and say, peace be still. He's in control of the storms in your life. He's in control of the storms in my life. Glory to God. He's in control of everything that goes on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And we pray for those, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the victims in the storm, oh God, that you would give them the strength, Lord God, to go on and keep moving, Lord God. Give them the strength, Lord, to keep believing in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing turn them around, Lord. Let nothing stop them, Lord God, for continuing on the gospel, continuing on in your word, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I felt somebody kind of getting kind of shaky and amen in their spirit because they're saying, you know, how and why? Glory to God. When he's still in control. Amen. Glory to God. We know God to be a healer. We know him to be our savior. We know that everything that we need is in him. Amen. Glory to God. So we just have to hold on with all hope. I know, you said, I hear what you're saying, but we have to keep believing and keep continue to believe because faith come by hearing, glory to God, hallelujah, and then we got to continue to believe, glory to God. We can't let Satan come in and make us not believe, hallelujah. We can't let him come in and put a damper on what we believe in, glory to God. You know, you hear people now, they're saying, well, you know what, I don't know. I'm living better than you, and I'm living better than him, and I'm living better. It's not about who's living better, but it's about where you're going to spend eternity. You can have all the cars, all the everything you want. You can have all the wardrobe you want. You can have all the stilettos you want. You can have all the Stacey Adams you want. You can have all the Victoria's Secrets you want. You can have all the everything that you want. But if you ain't got Jesus and you ain't got nothing, glory to God, hallelujah. Because we all have to know where we're going to spend eternity. That's what matters, glory to God. You can have all the tea in China, glory to God, but you still got to know where you're going to spend eternity. That's what matters. He don't mind, amen. It's just a side note, hallelujah. You can go ahead and turn to chapter 3 of Ruth. We're going to continue on, amen, unless the Lord said that's enough of that. Glory to God, but he didn't tell me that, so we're going to continue on, amen, with the third chapter of Ruth. You know, glory to God, if we don't have him in our life, then we don't have anything, hallelujah, because whenever it's all said and done, hallelujah, ain't nobody going to park your Mercedes, amen, in the cemetery. Nobody's going to park, put all your Victoria's Secrets and all your nice clothes, and you have clothes to change every day, and, you know, you never wear the same thing twice in a week or whatever. You know, all that's fine. But nobody's going to take it and park all your wardrobe in the cemetery. Nobody's going to take it, and it ain't going to heaven, amen, glory to God, or wherever, hallelujah. It's not going to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's more important, amen, than anything. Where will you spend eternity? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down the road and get into our chapter on today, chapter Ruth, the third chapter. Hallelujah. It's been a blessing to me and ladies and men. Hallelujah. I hope it's been a blessing to you because it has blessed my very soul. Hallelujah. You know, so many times now we see women are saying, well, you know, they just said biological. Some said biological and some just said a clock. Amen. Whatever works for you. Amen. They said my clock's ticking out. Glory to God. Well, you know what you need to do? Just go buy another one. You know, they got digital clocks. And you can just go ahead, amen, place a battery in it and keep on ticking. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, it doesn't matter about all that. Amen. If you're not waiting on God, then guess what? You're going to get in some trouble. Hallelujah. I'm just going to tell it like it is. This is live radio, I always say. Glory to God. If you wait on God, he's going to give you his best. He's going to give you his finest. He's going to give the men, he's going to give y'all the queen that you deserve. Women, he's going to give you the king that you deserve. Glory to God. Don't just settle. Don't settle. So many times we settle and we get in a mess. Hallelujah. And then we want to pray and say, oh, Lord, get me out, Lord. Cry all night long. You call the pastor, you call the prophet, you call the preacher, the teacher. Amen. Glory to God. And some will even call the children in there. Pray for me because I don't know why I married this man. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, and you know, your children be looking at you kind of crazy like, Mama, what's wrong? Baby, I'm just going through. Can you pray for me? Glory to God. So that's why it's so important to wait on God. Hallelujah. And listen to those that are over you, amen, to help you along the way. You don't want to get tied up into something that you shouldn't really get tied up in. You know, they'll be trying to help you. Say, well, you know what? Well, they don't know how it is to be lonely. And they ain't been married all their life, glory to God. And they can tell you some stuff that will help you. So that way you won't go out there and get the wrong thing. You won't get tied up with the wrong one. Glory to God. Because I've heard it so many times. Well, you look, you ain't got nobody else. So I'm like, hold up, wait a minute, hold up. It's not that. Sometimes it's by choice. Glory to God. It's not that you don't, that I don't. It's by choice. I want to wait on God. That's what it is. Because if I don't wait on him, I'm not going to have nothing. If you don't wait on him, you're not going to have nothing. It's time out for playing church. It's time to be the church. Glory to God. So you can help other women to tell them, okay, listen, this is when you get yours, this is what I did. I waited on the Lord. Yeah, I know, hallelujah, you say, yeah, you just can't. But you know what? If you want to be kept, this is the one that will keep you. He will keep you from going out and making a mistake. He will keep you. Anytime you call on him, he there. He ain't sleep. He never late. And he don't slumber. Hallelujah. He's probably knocking at your door now, telling you to leave, JoJo. Amen. The elder gave some new names yesterday. Hallelujah. Telling you to leave all of them alone. Glory to God. Let's get in the word of God. Let's see what the word has to say on today. Hallelujah. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? You know, understand, I'm talking here about Naomi and Ruth, amen. We know, we listened to the story last week and the week before, amen. But you know, she said she wasn't going to stop till it's well with thee. In other words, she was going to help her to get what she needs, what she's longing for. She lost her husband, and Naomi lost all her sons, amen. She lost them all, and she lost her husband. Hallelujah. But Ruth took good care of her. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, we talked about the other one, Oprah. She ran on off by her, went on about her married business. I'm not going to tell the whole story. Hallelujah. But you can go back and listen to it. Amen. On demand. And she went on back. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do this. I got to have a man. I got to go back where I can find somebody. You see, but she continued on with Naomi. She didn't leave her. She was faithful to her. Because when she was telling her about the word of God, amen, and how you're supposed to live, because they weren't big on Christianity in the place where she was in, amen. So she listened to her. Now, how many of you listen to when your leaders be telling you, okay, listen, this is what you do. This is how a woman should carry herself. This is what you need to do. Don't do this and don't go here and dress like this and do, you know, how many? Glory to God. Oh, you just don't want me to have anybody. I hear this a lot of times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's just not it. They want to make sure that you get who you need. Amen. The first time, and you won't have to keep going back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she had listened to what Naomi was telling her. And so she was faithful to her. And she said, I'm not going to leave. She said, I'm not going to stop until it all is well with thee, that you have what you need. You have the children. You have the husband. I'm not going to stop till all is well with thee. You done took care of me all this time. So now it's time for me to help you out. Hallelujah. Let's see. And now it is not Boaz of our kindred with whose maidens thou wast. Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the thrashing floor. But he was saying they hadn't picked the crops, amen, and she knew exactly where they were going. Hallelujah. See, it's good to have somebody to know, amen, what's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not saying you don't know what you're talking about. Nah, she was listening closely to what she was saying. Hallelujah. That's when you know that you know that you know that you got leaders, amen, that know what the Lord is saying and what the God wants you to do. So many times everybody wants to go off on their own. But listen, it's not that they're trying to hold you back, amen, hallelujah. It's that they want you to make sure you get out. You go where you need to go and not fall. You go and where you need to go and not fall into temptation while you're going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all better listen and listen good. Amen. I hope you got your paper and your pencils out because you're getting some fresh word on the day because this is not the way, amen, that I was intending to go. But glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on down. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. See, they had done going out there and they had done got all gathered all their crops and everything and then they was drinking, amen. You know, they probably a little tipsy, amen. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And she told them, don't make yourself known. Don't go in there, amen. You know how sometimes, well, you know what? That's my husband right there. Watch what you claim, women. Glory to God. Because guess what? You can claim a beast. For real, and for real. Watch what you're claiming. Oh, I'm going to marry that woman right there. I'm going to marry that man right there. Be careful what you're claiming and how you're calling in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So she told her to make it, don't make yourself known. You just go and be discreet, you know, and amen. It's okay. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Just go. This is what she was giving her. Amen. She was telling her how to do it and how to go by doing it. Well, when somebody come and tell you, well, listen, this is what you do. Don't you go, amen, if you meet somebody and, you know, and y'all start talking, don't go with them, amen. Here's what you do. You drive your own car, so if you get that crazy, then guess what you're going to do? You're going to be able to get in your car and leave, amen. Just say, okay, I'll be back in a minute. I need to go, you know, I need to go to the restroom. I'll be back. Then, you know, you just get on in your car and leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just tell him, to look, I don't think it's going to work, so I'm going to leave. And you won't have no problem. Amen. So be careful about that. And if you need more information, just hit me up on Facebook. I can give you more information. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. See, she gave us some specific instructions. How many of us go by specific instructions? When you bake a cake, do you go by some specific instructions? Because if you don't, something's going to be flat. The cake ain't going to rise, baby. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what your leaders are there for. See, she was helping her because she was faithful. If you are faithful in what you're doing, don't you know your leaders got your best interest at heart? Hallelujah. So you ain't got to fake it. Glory to God. Just listen. It's not that, like I said, it's not that they don't want you to have nothing. It's just that they want to see you do your best at what you're doing. Glory to God. They want to see you get God's best. They want to see you get the best of the kings of kings, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You get the best king. They're going to treat you like a queen. Glory to God. And that's the same way, men. God want to see you get the best. Amen. Queen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Going to treat you like a king. My God. Let's move on. Number five. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. See, she didn't give her no backlash. She said, everything you said to me, I'm going to do it just like you told me. Because, you know, there's a blessing in listening and receiving the word of God whenever it comes forth. And someone who said, okay, listen, this is what God is saying. I want you to do this or do that, whatever it is he tells you to do. Okay, there's a blessing in being, amen, obedient. You understand, you ain't being obedient to that person. You're being obedient to the God in them. Sometimes people don't look past those things. Well, you know what? He or she just wants me to, no. You got to know who you under. Know your leaders. Know the people whom you're under. Know who you're talking to. Know how they live. Know what they do. Know the Spirit of God in them. Know the Holy Ghost in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if they've already told you some stuff that came to pass, but sometimes when it comes down to getting a male or female, then people say, well, that ain't it. They married. They can't, you know, they've been married all their life, and they can't tell me this, and they married, so I'm lonely. You know, don't do that. You just mess yourself up. You just set yourself up for every bear, every wolf, glory to God. You just set yourself up for every coon, every raccoon, everything to start coming to your door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. But she listened at what Naomi was telling her, because Naomi was setting her up for something. She was setting her up for greatness, for somebody whom she know that was going to treat her right. See, you know, whenever they heard, oh, he got his Boaz, I mean, she got her Boaz, but it wasn't that simple, because she went through some stuff, glory to God. She went through some stuff. She had to go through some steps. And neither, I didn't read one time that, you know, she said, well, I'm tired. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I didn't read that in here. Glory to God. You're going to go through some things. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to hold on with all hope and not give up. That's the thing about it. Yeah, I know you may fall weak. Glory to God. But you call somebody that you know can get a prayer through that will help lift you up. Glory to God. Not none of them that said, well, you know what? You don't need to listen to her. Let me tell you, you need to go on out there and get you a man. You need to go on out there and get you a woman. Don't listen to none of them people. Glory to God. Because they can tell you to go on out there and do it, and they done got them one and got themselves in a mess. You know, hurt people, amen, like to hurt people. You know, that's the way they do. If they hurt, then they want to hurt you. That's just the way it is. So be careful about listening to them people. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And she went down into the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had bade her. In other words, she went down and she did everything that she told her to do. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came shortly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. So she went and uncovered his feet, because that's what Naomi told her to do. Now, understand, she didn't tell her to go there, get in the bed. No, she didn't tell her that. She just told her to uncover his feet and lay down at his feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do, ladies, amen, glory to God, is just be who you are. Amen. You don't have to be something that you're not. Glory to God. You got to know the Lord first. Glory to God. Always put him first in everything you do, and he will lead and guide you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So that means he's going to be there everywhere we go and everything that we do. When Ruth went to uncover his feet and lay down, don't you know he was there? Hallelujah. So what you need to do, you need to lay down in prayer. It's okay. Hallelujah. But just be careful what you're praying for. My God, my God. You know, sometimes people pray, so send me a man and send me a woman. Well, that's going to mean anything. You ain't said God, good godly. Lord, he got to have this, that. Lord, he got to meet the qualities and love you first. You know, you never think about those things. You always think about the things of the world. You know, but you got to make sure that he's in Jesus and he's anchored in the Lord. That's the main thing, that he don't mind, amen, praying with you. He don't mind, you know, being with you. He don't mind going to church with you. He don't mind none of the things that you do, amen, glory to God, as far as where's the Lord concerned. Amen, hallelujah. Because some men don't like that. Now, I'm tired of that woman over there praying. You know, I'm tired of that woman over there reading the word. Amen, glory to God. Now, I'm tired of her doing this, and don't be talking to me about the Lord. See, you have to be careful about that, because that'll stagnate your spirit. That will burn your spirit up, so you don't want that to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to do. Glory to God. She did all that she told. Uncover his feet and lay at his feet. That's all she said. And it came to pass, midnight, glory, let's get right here on 8, amen. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. Now, can you imagine, in other words, she startled him. She kind of scared him when he turned, amen. You know, he had been drinking. Come on now, okay, glory to God, hallelujah. I can't see if they drank Kool-Aid, whatever, glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah, he was drinking, hallelujah, glory to God. And when he turned over, it startled him. Don't you know he felt on his feet? He had to be drinking, amen, Kool-Aid, I'll just say, hallelujah, glory to God. And so guess what? Hallelujah, it startled him. It scared him. Don't you know it would have scared anybody to figure somebody down there laying at your feet? Come on now, hallelujah. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread, therefore, thy shirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. In other words, he was telling us that you're a virtuous woman. Hallelujah. You know, he was telling her, you ain't follow after no young men. You didn't go after no old men. She didn't go after nobody. God set her up because she was faithful in what she was doing. Don't you want to serve a God like that will set you up because you've been faithful, amen, with a few things? He said, I can give you many, but if you ain't been faithful with a few things, then he ain't going to give you much. Glory to God, my God. And that's what he was saying. She was a virtuous woman, hallelujah. A virtuous woman is a crown to a husband, but he that maketh ashamed is rotten in his bones. That's what Proverbs 12:4 says. Glory to God, hallelujah. So, you know, he was saying, you done did more. Amen, and everything for Naomi, you know, you didn't run after me, and you didn't say, well, you know what, Naomi, you stay here, amen, I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to get me a man, I'm going to work in the field, and somebody going to get me, you know, she didn't say none of that. She went on taking care of her. She was faithful to that, and that's what he was saying. She was a virtuous woman because he didn't hear nothing bad about her. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't let your goods be evil spoken of women. Don't let them put you, amen, where in a place where people are talking about you. You know, people gonna talk, yeah, but don't you let it be the truth. I understand that. Let's move on. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee as that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. He was saying everybody in his city know you are a virtuous woman. There ain't nothing bad about her. Amen. Glory to God. She wasn't after the young men. She wasn't after the old men. Glory to God. She wasn't after none of them. Hallelujah. She was just going on about her married business, doing what she had to do to help Naomi because she knew Naomi was kind of old up in age, you know, and she had already taught about the word of God, and she was faithful at doing what she was supposed to do to help her. Glory to God. Now, how many are faithful in ministry? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can't see your hands. Glory to God. But it's okay. Hallelujah. You got to be faithful in the place that you're in. You can't look at, amen, glory to God, nobody else, you know what, they don't do this and they don't do that. They'll, you know, there's this old saying, amen, glory to God, every tub has to sit on its own bottom, glory to God. So that means whatever you get from God, you got to get it for yourself, amen. Just because someone else is not faithful in ministry, then I'm going to encourage you today to be faithful where you at, hallelujah, and watch God bless you. Just because they don't do what they're supposed to do, don't you pick up that same spirit. You have to be careful about that, because that spirit will ride you. Me and somebody else, we was talking about this, amen, one time, and we was talking about how, you know, sometimes you see other people doing wrong, and if they doing wrong, then it'll try to ride you and say, okay, you come on and get aboard too, because they doing wrong, then that's what you do. No, you have to back it up and say, I am, amen, a child of the living God, so I got to do right. Glory to God. You have to be able, amen, to see that thing coming. And no, sir, I ain't going to do that. No, I ain't doing that over there either. You can go over there and do whatever you're going to do over there too. I ain't doing that either. I'm not going to lie. I'm not stealing that. I ain't cheating. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to give. I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to do everything that I'm supposed to do for the Lord that I know that I can do. I'm going to do with all everything on the inside of me that I'm supposed to do. So you have to be careful. Watch those spirits. They will get on you, even in your workplace. If you're with people that they ain't gonna do right, then they don't. In other words, then you'll have to be careful because it'll get on you by not doing right. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. How about there is a kinsman near than I am? Let's move on to 13. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning. that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. He told him to go ahead and get some sleep. He said, I'm going to take care of it. But understand what he was saying. Understand, look right here. He didn't say, okay, you know, this woman I can't lay down at my feet, so I know it's on, you know. Come on, he didn't say that. He showed her some respect. Hallelujah. He did not, amen, hallelujah, let her good be evil spoken of. He did not. He did not do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows she was a good, virtuous woman. And he wanted to keep it like that. Now, understand, you see, Boaz was a good man. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. He was a real good man. Because, you know, ain't too many amen would have did that. Y'all see through that. Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. But he was. So he did not touch her. Hallelujah. He just told her to lay down and get some sleep. He didn't say, well, you know what? You're mine. And I'm going to get. No, he wanted to go the right way because, see, he was a respected person in that place. They knew he was a good man. They only knew how good he was. He was a good place. Understand, hallelujah. She didn't mention that other guy. Understand, she didn't mention him. But he was a good man. Amen, hallelujah. And he said, I'll take care of it. He said, there's one nearer than I am, you know, because he wanted to do things the right way. See, men and women, we ought to want to do things the right way so God will bless us, see. You got to be careful, hallelujah, while you're out there on your hunt, women. Hallelujah, glory to God. It said when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. So stop looking, hallelujah. You know, so many times women are out there just looking. I'm not bashing the women or the men, but I'm just saying, hallelujah. If that mine, forget that. Everything that you're calling is what you're going to get, glory to God. And listen, and when she told her what to put on and how to dress herself and hallelujah, she didn't tell her, you know, you can go ahead and just get the low-cut shirt all the way. Oh, man. Oh, hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. And go ahead with the pajamas on, written all graffiti all across your bottom on the back. Good God Almighty. Help us, Lord. My God, my God. The short, so short, my Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Good Lord of mercy. She didn't tell her to dress like that. You know, whatever. The way you dress is the way you're going to draw. Ha! Good God Almighty. The way you dress is what you're going to draw. Glory to God. You draw respectable. Hallelujah. If you dress respectable, then you'll draw some respect. But if you dress, amen, out there on fourth field, not third, so that means you done really gone out of the park if you're on fourth field. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. And that's what you're going to draw. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be good godly, man. It's not. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be something that you're going to want to throw back. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about throwback music. I'm talking about just throwback. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. See, he was still trying to hold that respect and keep her, amen, keep her goods from being evil spoken of, amen, by telling her, you know, what to do and how to do it. And he wanted to sneak her out, glory to God, hallelujah. So when nobody think nothing, you know, that nothing happened between them, hallelujah, glory to God. You see, that's the way it should be, hallelujah, my God, my God. But, you know, some just got, amen, the young ones, the old ones, and I'm seeing more old ones now than young ones. Then it's got to a point now where they just don't care. Hallelujah. But, you know, all old, hallelujah, we may not see you, but he is watching 24/7 because he never sleeps. Hallelujah. So it don't matter whether I see you or not, but it should matter to you whether he sees you. Hallelujah. So whether you're going to spend eternity. It shouldn't matter. Hallelujah. Let's move on to the next. Also, he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when he held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go out, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. She was saying, okay, my daughter, you done did everything, amen. You did everything right. Ain't that something? You done worked in the ministry. You done did the bathrooms. You done did the floors. You done everything that the pastor and everybody asked you to do. You came to prayer. You ushered. You gave your tithes and your offering. You were faithful, amen, and everything that you need to do. Now all he said is just sit still and wait. She said, you ain't got to do nothing else, daughter. Don't say, well, you know what? I'm going to call. I'm going to see if I can get me one. I'm going to call them up and see. I'm going to go online and go on, what is it, dating.com and all those things and whatever. I'm going to go on and see, amen, if I can find me somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. My God, my God. She just said, sit still, because he ain't going to stop until he finished. Hallelujah. He finished what's going on, because he wanted to keep it in respect. So he didn't want to, you know, nothing to be, you know, people to talk about her saying, okay, she this and she that, you know, and call her names and do different stuff, because he knew she was a virtuous woman. But he didn't want them to change their thought about her. He wanted to hold it right there. So he told her, you just go on and slip on out, take this on to Naomi, glory to God, because you have done, she said, I've done everything that Naomi told me to do. I did everything she told me to do. So now it's up to him. Amen, glory to God. You always leave it up to him. You see, he said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. You see what happened here? Amen, glory to God. And that's the point that they were at. Hallelujah. He was going to work it out. Hallelujah. God will always work it out. Hallelujah. But everything works out for the good of them that love the Lord. So you ain't got to go out there and dress with a short dress and, you know, put on your makeup. Hallelujah. Wear makeup, put it on. Hallelujah. And if you don't, amen. Hallelujah. Put on your earrings. Dress up. Dress yourself nice when you go out. Hallelujah. And watch what God do. Because he's going to put whoever it is, I told you this last week, in your path that he has for you. And if he ain't came in your path yet, he will come. But you got to make sure you're anchoring yourself in the Lord first. And just because somebody speaks to you and says hello, that don't mean they want you. Glory to God. That just means sometimes people are just being nice. So you can't say, well, you know what, Lord, was that him, Lord? If it was, it'll come back around again. But don't you say, well, you know what, hey, how you doing? Sometimes women can get so caught up, amen, and men too, and then they'll get to skinning and grinning and good God Almighty. They forget all about which way Jesus went. Hallelujah. My God, all because you say your clock is ticking. My God. Don't you know when he made one clock, amen, glory to God, he made another one. Just get you another one like I said. And hold on, just like she did. She had to hold on. After that, Naomi said, just hold on, because he's going to work it out. You know, Jesus will always work it out, but we got to allow him to work it out. Because sometimes we get such in a hurry, amen, and there's no telling what we'll draw, hallelujah. You know, you want to draw the thing. You want to draw the right thing. You don't want to draw the wrong thing, hallelujah. You don't want to draw the crocodiles and the bears and the wolves and all that. You don't want to do that. And you don't want to draw the sheep, hallelujah, in wolf clothing, and you can't tell it. Glory to God. That's why it's so important to be still and know that he is God. And God's going to give you your heart desire. He's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to give you the man, the woman. He's going to give it all to you, the little children and all that. Glory to God. Just hold on till a change comes. But don't get in a hurry for nothing. Hallelujah. All because everything that look good, everything ride good, everything smell good, that don't mean it is good. Hallelujah. But that's when they come. Hallelujah. And they know that they can see you coming. Like I said last week, I believe, a man know a good righteous woman. He know a woman that has a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. He knows that. But they'll walk around and, you know what, that's a good Christian woman right there. Because he knows what you're going to stand for and what you're going to do. Glory to God. You're going to continue to pray. And they're going to continue to pray, and you're going to continue to pray. Amen. And that's what they want. Why are you at home praying and doing all this and everything? You done married him, and then you at home praying and everything, and then what is that going over there to Susie Bell? Glory to God for Susie Bell. My God. But just be still and know and hold on until a change comes. Glory to God. So you see, Ruth was at the point now where all she had to do was hold on and see what was going to get ready to happen. You know, when a man really likes a woman, he will come back. He'll come back and say something else. He will. Hallelujah. And God will fix it where it'll come back around again. You need to listen at many stories of how people talk about, you know, how they met and, you know, and what happened. Amen. I heard an amazing story. It was just amazing. It just had me laughing. It was amazing how these two people met. It was just awesome. So you see, God will fix it. Where to come back around again? All you got to do is hold on and watch God. Just hold on and wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord, and he'll give you your heart desire. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. I see somebody has pressed the one. I'm going to see if I can bring them in. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see if we can get them online. Hallelujah. Caller 332. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. But we're going to continue on, but just hold on and watch your change come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to pray right now. Amen. For some things, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I see someone that needs healing. Amen, glory to God. Huh? They're saying that they're about to lose their mind. Glory to God. So we're going to pray that God said he'll keep you in your right mind. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to keep them in their right mind, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, whatever's going through their mind, Lord, we know it's not you, God, because you are not the author of confusion, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to stable their mind right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, there ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord. So God, we just say thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, if you would read the word of God will give you, amen. It'll give you the stability you need in your mind. Hallelujah. But you have to read the word daily. Glory to God. That's what it said, meditate on my word daily, and I will give you success. Hallelujah. But you cannot get success if you don't meditate on the word of God. That's where it comes from. Not meditating on Susie Bell and Janie Lou and Joke and all. No, meditate on his word, and it will give you, hallelujah, success. So you'll have success in your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all those things that come to destroy you, all those things that come that tries to take your mind to the right, to the left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll stable you. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear someone, amen, that's been bound, and they heard the radio show on today, and they were saying, thank God I'm free. I am free. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. They were bound up because they thought it had to be that way with men. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. And they were hollering, and I see them screaming, saying, I'm free. I'm free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you can get your life turned around if you want to. You don't have to go in those directions. Glory to God. The word is here to bring deliverance and to healing. Amen. To you. Glory to God. Thank God for our dear sister being free on today. Hallelujah. And if that was you, hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know that that was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you're going to follow, amen, the right word. You're going to do things the right way from now on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, I want to encourage you on the day, hallelujah, to make sure you go in and tune in. The Voice of Truth, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break here. Amen. For Voice of Truth, it'll be coming up next. Glory to God. Go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Glory to God. I want to make sure, amen, you got the times right. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You can go to our Facebook page, and you can click on the link, and it will take you to her show. And the number is also on there. So if you want it, you go on there and listen to it. Glory to God. I'm sure it will bless your very soul. So I encourage you to go over and listen to her. My God, my God. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sin. I commit my life to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ, a blood-washed, born believer. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh, my God, my God. Glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are rejoicing. You have given your life to Christ and getting you a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. I encourage everybody, hallelujah, to get in a Bible-believing church. Now, I know I gave the invitation to Christ, amen, but this is something, amen, that he's laying on my heart that I'm going to do real quick here. Amen. I'm going to encourage you to hit Apostle and Pastor up on Facebook. Hallelujah. And let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry. Hallelujah. Because guess what? The doors are still open. He hasn't shut the doors yet to this ministry. Oh, glory to God. But I'm encouraging you. Amen. He told me to go ahead on and do this. So, amen. We do as he say do, not as I want to do. Glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's you. Because he's telling somebody to join, and he's been calling you for a long time. And apparently he came back around again. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead, hit him up. You can go to Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It's going to be, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Yeah, I heard y'all. Yes, we do. We do have a pastor. Yes, we do. So y'all can go on Facebook, amen, and hit him up and inbox him and let him know it's you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Glory to God. And let me encourage you. If people don't want to go the way you're going and you want to serve the Lord, then guess what? You just need to cut them loose. We're in a day and a time now where, you know what, you're just going to have to start cutting some folks loose. Amen. If they don't want the same Jesus you want, cut them loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If they don't want to serve the same God you're serving, cut them loose. They don't want to go to the same services you're going in, cut them loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction, and I'm going to get out of here. Glory to God. Don't forget Ministry Lane. She's coming up next. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome week, and we'll see you back on next Sunday.